What is up, guys? Welcome to episode number 145 of Beef's Beef. Sorry I've been away for a couple of weeks. Been a busy couple of weeks. Had a wedding I was in this past weekend. I'll talk about that a little bit during the episode. And then some other things have been going on. So, but I have a good episode for you guys today. Going to be the first one that I've done solo in a pretty long time, but hey, you know what? I promised you guys two episodes this week, and guess what? I got another interview scheduled for tomorrow. I may even tell you guys who I'm doing the interview with at the end of the episode. I don't know. I'll decide while I'm talking in here. But before we get into anything, I got to shout out my sponsors. First, Crystal Lackey at Stockton Mortgage. Crystal's been a great sponsor for myself. From the very first time that I asked her if she wanted to, she was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I mean, this is the way I kind of look at it. It's always easier to sponsor somebody that you're friends with. And, you know, I'm very happy to mention Crystal Lackey. Crystal is a person that you need to hit up if with any of your home loan, your mortgage needs, anything like that, refinancing. Hit her up. Her phone number is 502-615-0743. Again, it's Crystal Lackey at Stockton Mortgage. Stockton Mortgage is an equal housing lender, MLS number 8259. Crystal Lackey, MLS number 1735979. My other one is another friend of mine. It's Isaac Thomas at Delium Clothing. Again, that's Delium, spelled B-D-E-L-L-I-O-M, Delium, but the B is silent. Delium is a men's and women's minimalistic brand that focuses on modern aesthetic and quality. I've seen a lot of the clothing that Isaac puts out, and he's not going to put out garbage. The dude puts out some fantastic stuff. Everything comes pre-shrunk and ready to wear. So guys like myself, if I get something, I ain't got to worry about it shrinking on me, because it seems like that always happens. His men's line is at Hems Gentleman Boutique in New Albany, if you want to go check some out in person. Again, it's Delium Clothing. Find them on Facebook at Delium Clothing or on Instagram at Delium Clothing. Anything else, like any way I can help you guys out and getting in contact with them as well, let me know. But again, Facebook, Delium Clothing, and at Delium Clothing on Instagram. So today, like I said, I'm going to do an episode by myself. It's been a long time since I've done one. But hey, you know, let's do it. The last episode that I did was an interview with my friend Mark Blankenbaker. We previewed Louisville's football season. It was a couple days before the Western Kentucky game. Louisville did end up winning that game. They just struggle at some points, especially on special teams. I think if the special teams didn't do what they did, that game's not close at all. Louisville did win the game 35-21 over what now we've seen as a not very good Western Kentucky team. Western did lose to Liberty the game after they played Louisville. So, like I said, it's not a very good – I wouldn't say it's a very good win. Cunningham went 19 for 34 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Javian Hawkins did have 19 carries for 71 yards and a touchdown. Now, the one that did stick out and I felt like has played fairly well this season is Des Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick had 4 receptions, 110 yards and a touchdown. Now, you move forward 1 week and it's your first really big test of the season. Miami comes to town for a college game day and Louisville does not answer the bell. It got bad early. It was 14-3 in the first quarter, 20-6 at halftime. And you had a lot of chances to really get back into this game. And, you know, it blew it. The game was very, very frustrating at some points. And I'm going to make this point during this episode, especially when I'm talking about Louisville football. This season, I think because of what happened last year with how well the team did, I think a lot of people, including myself, are getting ahead of the curve. There's still a lot of rebuilding that needs to be done. Now, does that mean I don't think we're going to win any more games? Absolutely not. I'll be 100% honest with you guys. I'll tell you all in a minute what my prediction is for the rest of the season. But I think everyone, myself included, are getting ahead of ourselves. We knew it was going to be a struggle. We just didn't expect them to do as well as they did last year. I actually made a bet with my buddy John that we would make a bowl game within the first 3 years of Satterfield being here. Now, did I expect us to go 8-5 in the first year? Absolutely not. But I expect us to at least make a bowl game at some point during his first 3 years. He did it. I think we'll make a bowl game again this year. I think the schedule sets up the rest of the way for us to do so. So there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. I thought last season Mecale Cunningham looked fantastic when he could stay healthy. This year he struggled. He's thrown an interception in all three games, including three in the last game. I mean, his stats for the season, 7 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, completes a percentage of has a completion percentage of 59%, which is not very good. He's just not been throwing the ball very well. The last game he did get dinged up, but he is actually good to go now, according to Coach Satterfield. Said he is good to go. He flew back with the team. He was just about 30 minutes late for the flight, but he did fly back with the team after the game Saturday against Pittsburgh. But I mean, he struggled. And I would attribute that mostly to our offensive line struggles. Our offensive line is mediocre at best currently. I mean, I trust Dwayne Leffert to get it together. We have a lot of inexperienced guys on this line. Mekhi Becton made up for a lot last year. I don't think some people really realize that he made up for a lot. There's a reason he went 7th overall to the Jets. The guy was one of the best offensive linemen in the nation, and it shows. So there are definitely some things to be excited about with this team. I mean, you look at the rest of Louisville's schedule. You've already played 2 of your 3 tougher games, I would say. Some people would say other games are tough. I think with the way the schedule's been going, I wouldn't say that. I say you have Notre Dame. I guess you could actually. I take that back. I guess you could kind of put Virginia Tech in there, because I think with as little as we've seen of Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech, it's really tough to say whether they are a good team or not yet. So Louisville's next game, Louisville did lose to Pitt 23-20 on a comeback. There's made too many mistakes down the stretch. The next couple of games, you have 2 more away games in a row. Louisville has a bye week this week, which couldn't have come at a better time. That gives Cunningham time to heal up and kind of us to work out the kinks that we've kind of gone through the last 2 weeks of the defense. You go to Georgia Tech on a Friday night, 7 o'clock on the 9th. Then you go to Notre Dame at 2:30 on the 17th. Then you have 2 straight home games, Florida State, who is – oh, my goodness, talk about struggling. Florida State has looked absolutely terrible. Then you have Virginia Tech at home, which bodes well for us as you say one of your other tougher games is at home. You go to Virginia, then you homes for Syracuse, at Boston College, and then Wake. So Louisville could very well only lose 1 more game the rest of this season. And it just sets up well because of how the schedule's set up. We lucked out not having to play Clemson. We lucked out not having to play North Carolina. There's those 2 teams we lucked out not having to play. So I'm predicting a loss at Notre Dame and then winning the rest of the games. I think ESPN has us predicted to lose 2 more games, which still puts us at 7-4, I believe. So right now we have 1 win. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that would, or 6-4. Or no, it would be 7-4 because we already beat Western. So, yeah. I predict Louisville to lose 1 more game and be 8-3. So, it would be 7-4. Yeah, 7-4. I don't know. I guess we'll see. again, it's tough to predict anything, and maybe I'm still am getting ahead of myself because, like I said, it's tough with this team rebuilding. There was the cupboard was left bare in some positions by Bobby Petrino. Now, we have a whole slew of wide receivers, and we still recruited a good couple wide receivers. Braden Smith has been a pleasant surprise. Showed out in this first game against Western, just absolutely was everywhere. But I guess we'll see what's going to happen. Again, I'm predicting one more loss. That's at Notre Dame. Let me know whenever you guys listen what you all think is going to happen the rest of the season with Louisville. Tell me what you guys think the final record is going to be. Because a lot of you guys never told me what you thought the record was going to be before the season. So I'll give you guys a chance to cheat and see the first three games and then give me what your predictions are. So I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. So not only has college football started, but the NFL has started. My favorite team, the New England Patriots, have gone 2-1. Their one loss was to the Seattle Seahawks, who in my opinion are one of the two best teams in the NFL currently. You have two quarterbacks playing at a magnificent level with Russell Wilson in Seattle and Patrick Mahomes. You can't call him Pat. Make sure you call him Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. This past, I guess it was Monday, 2 days ago, I thought it was going to be, and I think everybody would have predicted it to be, the best regular season game. And Kansas City just showed everybody again how far ahead they are of everyone on the offensive side of the ball. Now, if you gave them a defensive just like absolute stud, like I don't know if there would ever be a team that's as well put together as this Kansas City team is. I still think they're unreal as a team anyway. I need to look at their schedule real quick to see who else they have. Let's see, they have us next, which I already knew that. Trying to see if there's any – I mean, they play at Tampa. They play at New Orleans. So that's the two games because, I mean, even though I'm a Patriots fan, I think it's going to be really tough for us to beat them. If we do, I'm going to talk some mad cash, but it's all good. But I think you circle the at Tampa and at New Orleans games. They're not until the 29th of November and the 20th of December. So you still have a long way. Barring any injuries, the way they look currently, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Again, this is barring zero injuries. This team could be the team that beats that record that the 72 Dolphins have. I really believe that. They are literally loaded everywhere. Wide receiver, tight end, running back. You have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie out of LSU. You have Kelsey. You have Tyreek Hill. You have – I mean, just – you have the best quarterback in the league. And I know some of you are going to be like, what, you're saying that you're Lamar? I've said it from the beginning. Patrick Mahomes, and I don't think it's an outlandish name. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. I mean, it's a fact. You have Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill. Sammy Watkins is your third receiver, which is crazy to think about that Sammy Watkins is still only 27 years old. I feel like he's been in the league for about 20 years or so coming out of Clemson. But, hey, you know, it's whatever. I'm surprised. There's a few surprise teams that I'm seeing undefeated. The Titans, you know, the way they finished the season, it kind of makes sense. But they have really tiptoed the line a couple of times this year. I think they were losing pretty big to the Vikings the other day and ended up coming back and winning. But you had the Chicago Bears 3-0 with all of their quarterback troubles. I do wonder what's going to happen there. Benching Mitch Trubisky, I think it was around halftime, and Nick Foles ended up leading them to – it might have been in the third quarter, actually. And then Nick Foles leading them to that win. I bet that's one that BJ is struggling with. BJ's always been a huge Nick Foles guy, but Trubisky being a North Carolina guy, I kind of wonder how he feels about it. So that's something I need to ask him about and talk to him about that and see what he says. And then, of course, Seattle. I think Seattle is going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. They're very solid as well. I mean, it also depends on how long Chris Carson is out, which from everything that I've seen, It seems like it's going to be just like a day-to-day type thing, so he should be okay. But I did still think that was shady on what that defensive player did for Dallas on, twisting his leg after he made the tackle. I thought that was kind of bogus. And I really think that dude should be fined. I thought that was very bogus of what he did. We'll see. So if you ask my prediction now on what's going to happen, I'm predicting a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Seattle Seahawks. I know I'm really going out on a limb on that one, but hey, it's whatever. So I know it's getting to the point where I got to talk about something that I know at least one person will be happy with hearing me talk about, because he's a Lakers fan. And it's the NBA Finals. And my guy LeBron is there again. It's going to be really weird for me because I refuse to cheer for the Lakers, and I never will cheer for the Lakers. But you have my favorite player of all time in his 10th Finals. It's tough because I want him to do as well as he can, and I want him to have another championship, but I don't want him to win it in L.A. So it's going to be weird. The series starts tonight at 9 p.m. And you kind of wonder which way it's going to go. LeBron playing his former team that really made a lot of people hate him in the first place whenever he made the decision to go to Miami. And you have a team that at the moment you would say doesn't really have a superstar that you would go to. I mean, you would put normally that stuff on Jimmy Butler. But in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was really a lot of Tyler Hero. I mean, Tyler Hero stepped up, and that's a guy that's making me eat crow. I mean, I thought the guy was not very good whenever he was at Kentucky, and he killed us in that, and I didn't say anything about him once he got to the NBA because he already made me eat crow once. I'm not doing it again. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler comes into the series averaging just under 20 points a game. 19.9 points per game. Bam Adebayo averaging 10 rebounds, and Jimmy Butler averaging 6 assists. So, what am I going to predict for how the series outcome? I think how this is played, I think the reason Miami is in the position that they are in the NBA Finals is because of where the games are played. I don't want to crap on this Miami team because they're just a solid team. But if we're not playing in the bubble, this Miami team doesn't make it to the NBA Finals. I mean, the team had a 15-22 away record in the regular season. I really don't think this team – I mean, you have no home court advantage in the bubble, which I think helps them in this Finals. Because at the end of the day, as much as people may disagree with me, everyone's going to know that an away series in the NBA Finals is tough to play in. It's the toughest thing to play in the NBA, and I don't really think that's going on a limb, but I think some people would disagree that they don't think that professional basketball home court advantages are that big of a deal. I would disagree, though. I think this series will Miami may take game one, which has been the thing that the Lakers have done the entire playoffs. Portland took game one. Then they played Houston, who took game one. And then I can't remember if Denver took game one or not. They might have taken game two in that series. That might have been the only one that they didn't lose game one. Yes, Denver. Actually, Denver took game three. I apologize, and they lost 4-1. They've only lost one game in each series, and the trend has kind of been lose game one and then go on to win four straight. I don't think it'll go exactly like that, but if you ask me and you give your answer, what do you think is going to happen? I think Miami wins game one. The Lakers win 2-3. The Heat tie it up 2-2, then the Lakers win two more. So my prediction before the season was I thought the Clippers would win it all. Clippers completely fell apart. Proved me wrong. Not a man enough to admit when I'm wrong on things. I'm more wrong than I'm right with some of this stuff as far as predictions. We'll see. I mean, so my prediction is the Lakers in six. LeBron wins another finals MVP, wins another finals. It's going to suck. I'm going to be happy to see LeBron get a championship, but I'm not going to be happy to see the team that gets the championship. So, Tony, you just heard me say it. I'm not cheering for the Lakers. That's my prediction. I think this Heat team is overmatched. But then again, they've been overmatched the entire playoffs. So I may be completely off. But my prediction, Heat losing six to the Lakers. Lakers get their championship. Tony is happy. I have to hear about him bragging about it in our group text forever. But I guess we'll see. So since it's been such a long time since I've done a solo episode, it's been a long time since I've done a power move. But I'm going to do a power move. I got to think of a beef while I'm doing this, though, because I just realized it's been so long since I've done a solo episode. I haven't done a beef either, and I forgot about it. But my first thing, I got two power moves. So my first power move goes out to my best friend, one of my best friends, my brother, DJ Gatewood. Currently, he is in Egypt. He's posting pictures of him riding camels by pyramids. But my guy got married Saturday. And it was the most fun I've ever had at a wedding. Just a great service. Great people to be around. Got to see people that I haven't seen in a while. Hang out with people I haven't hung out with in a while. Former guest Ray Shutt was there shutting down the dance floor. Actually, he really got the dance floor popping. And so I got to give my power move to the newest married couple, DJ and Katie Gatewood. Have fun on your honeymoon. You're going to be gone a month. Enjoy your time, man. I know DJ works his tail off. Katie works her tail off. Just do your thing. Have fun, guys, because you guys deserve it. You guys deserve this month off, especially with everything that happened. I haven't really mentioned it on here. We had a big group scheduled to go to the Dominican Republic for DJ's bachelor party. And with COVID hitting the entire world, we had to cancel it. And after that happened, we scheduled a trip to Phoenix. We were going to go to the Grand Canyon. We were going to have some time in Phoenix and stuff, and we had to cancel that. And this is something that I will mention this. I don't know if I'll put this in my beef or I'll just go ahead and tell the story. So actually, I'll just go ahead and tell the story, and then I'll just say it's my beef for later. How about that? Because it's my show. I can do whatever I want. So this is a big beef that I've had since COVID has happened. My beef is with these airlines giving vouchers instead of giving money back. When we had that trip scheduled for Phoenix, one of my buddies called, and they didn't know if we were going to get a refund, blah, blah, blah. So I called them. And with having experience of being on the phone and speaking to people, you know, sometimes it's all about respect at the end of the day. And I think most people would agree with that. And, you know, I was just really nice to this lady and explained to her really our situation and was like, look, this isn't something that we're just canceling because we want to get money back. Like, we really wanted to do this, but we don't know when we can schedule it. So it's kind of tough for us to just keep $900 in there and expect this to be okay. And she was like, oh, I get it. Because they were just going to give us vouchers. They weren't going to give us our money back. So we got all of our money back for everything else, our rental car, our hotel, Airbnb, everything like that. We got all of our money back. But the airline wasn't going to give us our money back. So that was a good $300 I think we weren't going to get back. We were just going to get vouchers, which expire after certain periods of time. So I spoke to the lady, told her what was going on, told her, you know, this is what's happened. This is the second one we've had to cancel. And, you know, we're just really upset. And, you know, we want to just be able to get our money back so we can get everything done. And she was like, yeah, you're right. And she gave me my money back. So I immediately texted all my buddies. I was like, hey, this is what I did. This was the lady's name. This is all I had to do. So they called them. And they were immediately turned down. The guy was like, no, I'm not giving you a refund. I'll give you a voucher, but I'm not giving you a refund. So all my buddies were like, I don't know how you did it. Blah, blah, blah. So long story short on that, they got my confirmation number from me, gave it to them. That lady was not supposed to give me a refund. She was supposed to give me a voucher. She mistakenly gave it to me, and because she mistakenly gave it to me, they had to give it to all of my friends as well. So that was awesome because I got our money back. But we do plan on doing more things next year, hopefully once COVID is gone. Or not gone. It's never going to fully be gone. But once COVID is under control as best as it can be, and hopefully we'll be able to get together. But I don't want that story there to overshadow the fact that, you know, one of my best friends got married, and it's just a beautiful ceremony. I was a part of it. And he gave me I hate that I don't have it sitting right next to me, sitting over there. I don't know how many of you all that are listening to this saw the cup that he had made for me. I was so pumped whenever I got that thing because it is so dope. They even got the scar on my head on there, which is insane to think about on the details that they got a scar on my head on there. I'm wearing a Louisville hat. I'm holding a microphone. I'm pumped about it. So have fun, guys. But my last power move goes to my guy Chris Mack. I shared the video yesterday. I retweeted it on Twitter. Finally, some fire's coming back to this rivalry. When Patino was here, there was pure hatred between both the guys, and it was vitriol the entire time. Now Mack has been here. All the UK fans are like, I really hate that I like Chris Mack so much, blah, 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 this and that, and that. It's time for the hatred to come back to the rivalry. And I'm so glad that Chris Mack made that video yesterday and put it out. And he was like, look, man, I've been trying to do this. I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to do this. But they keep backing out of games. They kept backing out of a day because they were supposed to be back from London on the 6th. But then that game got canceled. And since they'd already backed out on the 12th, they scheduled Notre Dame and didn't call us. So check out that video. Shout out Chris Mack. Shout out not taking a seat, taking a back seat and just sitting there not saying anything. It's about time. Now, to the other people that say, oh, well, here we go. They just need to get beat down again. Ooh. Why didn't they just schedule them then? Why duck and dodge so much if it's just going to be an easy game? I'm not saying that this Louisville team is going to be world beaters because I know we're going to take our lumps. We may even lose this game. But I'll tell you this, we weren't ever afraid to play it. We didn't try to change dates the entire time. So if you want to say all that stuff, tell your coach to stop being soft. Because that's what he was doing. He was being soft and trying to make it easier for his guys that are freshmen. And if we beat this team, oh my gosh, I'll talk so much crap on here. You think I'll talk crap about it if the Patriots beat the Chiefs this week? Bro, don't let us beat you all. After you all ducked and dodged us and all these fans are out here saying, well, here we go. We're just going to whip them again. This ain't even a rivalry. Well, even call it a rivalry if they get beat. If we beat you all, bro, don't come around me texting me trying to be nice because it's over. I'm texting all y'all. I'm writing Facebook messages for all y'all. If we win, it's going to be bad. I'm going to talk more crap than I have in a long time because I don't do it. But with all the crap that's been talked since Chris Mack came out with this video yesterday, I'm talking it. If we win. So, guys, that's really all I got for today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. It's been a long time since I've done one solo. Feels weird sitting here talking to myself, but then again, who doesn't talk to themselves? But, guys, make sure you check out my sponsors again. Crystal Lackey at Stockton Mortgage. Isaac Thomas at Delium Clothing. Watch the finals tonight. Check out all the sports that's back. It's back. You know, you guys need anything from me? Oh, by the way, I promised you guys 2 episodes this week. I'm going to deliver. I already have an episode scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I've told some of you guys who it's going to be, but I decided to keep this one under, you know, close to the chest and not let you guys know who it is. I'll just release it tomorrow. How about that? So, guys, keep liking, keep sharing, keep listening, most importantly. Keep telling me who you guys want to hear from. If you guys have guests for me, by the way, if you guys have somebody you think I should interview, or have somebody that you think I should have on here, let me know. I'll see what I can do. I can't guarantee that every person you all want me to have on here, even if it's yourself, that I'll have you on here. So by, at the end of the day, I told you guys whenever I had my buddy John on the other day that you can tell me all you want that you want to be on here, and that's fine. It's nothing against you personally. But if I don't feel like a conversation is going to be led well, I don't necessarily want to do it. And it's not necessarily speaking against what your sports knowledge may be. We just may not have anything to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, we may agree too much, and that would be a problem. If we agree too much on things, us just sitting here agreeing with each other the entire time, it's not going to be a good podcast. You know, I was watching something yesterday about how some people at Spotify are upset with Joe Rogan. And because of some of the things that Joe Rogan has said, and he even came out and apologized about being wrong with something. And they're like, well, we want to be able to edit. And the guy that was talking about it had a perfectly good point. People don't listen to podcasts to say, oh, man, he's right about everything. People hear things. And I'm sure you guys listen to this podcast all the time. And it's like, he's not right. That was the dumbest statement I've ever heard. And that's fine. And that is totally fine. But at the end of the day, me sitting here agreeing with someone the entire time, it's probably not going to be a good episode. So if you guys have somebody you want me to talk to or have somebody that you want me to interview, tell me. Or if you have a way for me to get in touch with that person that you think I should interview, send them my way. I'll do my thing. You know, I've outside of a couple of guests, I've gotten all my guests on my own. But I will be more than happy to take help on any guest, because there have been some guests that I have gotten help from, and I've given credit to those people when it has happened. So if you guys have somebody for me, let me know. I'll interview them. If I think it's going to be a good interview, I'll do it. Because at the end of the day, that's what I want, is for you guys to hear interviews from people you guys want to hear from. Now, hopefully it's still interesting for me, so I'm not trying to sit over here and talk to some guy that I have no idea what he's talking about. So, guys, like I said, keep liking, keep sharing, and most importantly, keep listening. Beef out.